the Boulevard Félix Grand. It is the main street of the village. It used to be named Avenue de la République, but it is especially remembered for being named under the mulberry trees, sous les mûriers in French. Indeed, for a long time, outside the fortifications, there were a lot of mulberry groves used to feed the silkworms. As a matter of fact, at the very beginning of the street of the Bramari, on the left of the square of Le Course, there was, in the 19th century, a factory silk where the silkworms' cocoons were unwinded. At the very beginning of the boulevard, towards Metamis, there is a sundial with the date 1767 written on it. There is also a wrought iron logo. It is the Saint Eloi trooping out, a piece of art made by a craft person to show that he or she was a member of the Compagnons du Devoir. The Compagnons du Devoir is a very old and famous organization teaching to young people a craft at its highest level of perfection. The presence of the logo indicates that the house was the one of a farrier. Further in the street, on the right, there is also the home of Félix Grand, 1844-1901. He was a famous writer, poet, and félibrige. A félibrige was a protector and advocate of the local language, the Provençal. His most famous piece of art is Les Rouges du Midi. This book is about the historical events which happened in Malemort under the Revolution period. A plaque was first hung there in 1926 and then replaced by another one in 1958. It still can be seen on the wall nowadays. In front of the house of Félix Grand, on the left side of the street, there is the first private mansion of the Bonadonna family. Built in 1770, it is called Mansion of Embrun. On the frontage, we can still see a sundial, where there is written Ultima Orsan, which means the last, perhaps. Finally, still on the left side of the street, close to the mansion, there is the only remaining tower of the fortifications, which is a private house entitled the Castle. It used to be another dwelling of the Bonadonna family, but belonging to a different member of the family. It belonged to the brother of the Earl Raymond d'Olivier, owner of the castle of Unan, which tends to show how important and wealthy the family was in Malemort.